Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Two Girls in the World. I'm Vic.
I'm Charlie.
Happy Tuesday! You all right? We're wearing matching jumpers today.
We are.
Primani specials.
That you got for me. Do you know what?
What?
I think it's cute how often we match by accident.
I know, I do too.
I had no clue you were going to wear it today.
To be honest, I feel like, so I've got this jumper now in blue, pink, grey and cream.
Which colour did you get when you got me this one?
I got pink.
Oh yeah, that's a cute one.
Yeah, so it's basically going to be my uniform.
I have heard pink, like that powdery pink is an autumn colour.
I do too.
Because I love pink.
So's like a mint.
Oh, really?
Like a greeny colour, yeah. But like pink and brown.
Yeah.
Love it.
Do I sound a bit like husky?
Yeah, you do.
I thought that then.
Are you one of those people who thinks that's really sexy?
Yes, 100%. I'm like, please stick around. Please don't leave. I'm like Phoebe from Friends. Sexy phlegm.
I actually haven't really watched Friends, but I'm sure some of the fans will have. I've watched like...
No, Vic.
Yeah,
no,
never really.
Wait, I did not know this about you. How many episodes might you have watched?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. It's been something that's maybe been on at a friend's house or...
Stop.
Yeah, just never into it.
How can you not be into Friends?
I don't know. I actually don't know what I was watching instead.
Like, you've not done Sex in the City.
No.
You've not done Friends.
No.
What the fuck? No, I'm really, really, like, I thought, like, you know, if you've not done Sex in the City, you will have, obviously. You know, it's like the background stuff. It's like what you just always have on. Like, what is that for you?
I was always a busy man. Growing up, like, I literally never had a chance to sit and watch telly.
What were you doing?
Dancing. My whole life was dancing.
Right. Okay. Okay.
I think, like, my mum would have Corrie on. Coronation Street was probably the one thing that we watched, like, consistently.
Right.
But, yeah.
Well, you really had... This is a great time. Do you know what you should be doing, Marnie? You should do Sex in the City from the start. You really should.
Yeah, I'll put it on my list of cosy things to do from October.
Okay. Have you done much this weekend?
No. I was thinking I probably need to make a few plans, like life plans, because I'm not doing anything with my life.
Are you not?
The only thing I've been doing is finding my holiday outfits and like finding bikinis, because I'm starting from actual zero. Mm-hmm. There's absolutely nothing that I owned that will fit me when I go away. And also I'm kind of like, this is my one opportunity to go away pregnant with no other child. Like, I want to really give the outfits. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, you're so funny.
But
it's just the way, like, I just love that, like, that you're the thought that this is your time going away, being pregnant, you know, with a child, and the main thing you're thinking about is the outfits that could give.
I want to look amazing. I want to look 10/10. I do. But I find, like, dressing a pregnant body is so different to how I would dress myself.
Yeah.
Like, I would never, I'm not really a bodycon type of person. Wouldn't really wear, like, a tight thing. I've just never really liked stuff like that. But I've ordered some things that are a bit more tight fitting and actually look amazing. Like, oh, I'm excited to post them on. But I've not managed to get 7 outfits yet. I need to find like one more.
Right, okay.
And then I was shopping for bikinis. That is a nightmare in itself. And people are just like, oh yeah, just size up. No. People don't understand how crazy my boobs have gone.
Well, I do.
Well, actually, people do message me saying, I think what you said to me last week or the week before, like, I have never seen anyone react to anyone's boobs react to pregnancy in the way that yours have.
Yeah.
And, like, it's jaw-dropping. Yeah. Everyone mentions that. People at my dad's work have mentioned them to my dad. Like, literally.
Wow.
People are like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's not a case of just buying a size up. And no. The thing I found quite difficult is the things that are more supportive, they're often not a tie back.
Yeah.
Unless I want to pay like quite a bit of money to buy, you know, like an actual back size, cup size,
yeah.
which I don't because no. I'm like, how long would that actually fit me for?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was my best friend's sister. Said to me, she sent me Modum Ink. She said, I got all my ones from there. They were really good. The stretchy because of that crinkle material. She sent all the sizes she got because we've got quite similar bodies. But obviously my boobs have gone a lot bigger.
Yeah.
And so I just got the size she said and the style she said. And I didn't just have four boobs. I had six. It was bad. But I've ordered some triangle bikinis from there. And I think they're just gonna have to do like they're not supportive. My neck's probably gonna be fucked after one day.
Yeah.
But you know what, it is what it is.
Yeah. Do you have, you know, because it's like a dead fancy place you go into, have you got one of those little private pools, you know, where you have your own, like, you know, like there's normal hotel rooms, then there's the ones that have like a tiny little pool on the terrace of their room, you know, where it opens out. Nothing like that, because I feel like a lot of those, like in Greece, do.
Yeah, so not in the room that we've got.
It because you could have your tits out.
I could.
If you had a bit of, you know, practice, just for a little bit to give yourself a bit of a rest.
Yeah, but then I would have this like mad white line, like at the top of my belly and underneath my boob.
Oh, yeah, but I'm just between you and Mike.
Yeah, but we're going with my family.
I know, but. Yeah, true.
Like, this has been another predicament. I'm like, do you really want the boobs to be covered? Because I'm going with my dad and my brother.
Yeah, does it feel weird?
Yeah, well, yeah. Not, it don't feel weird. No, like,
but it's like, you don't want to have your tits in your dad and brother's face.
Like, I don't want it to be looking quite like porn starry. Yeah. I want to, you know, be like cutesy pregnant.
Well, I don't think it would with the bump.
Yeah.
It can't look porn star with the bump.
That's true.
So I don't worry about that too much, but yeah, fucking hell, saw that the ones you sent me, like where it's like your boobs out, not like in clothes or whatever, and they look sore.
Yeah, I don't know what happens because I feel like I've got good bras at the minute that are kind of, they're not too squished in there. They've got, you know, free movement.
Yeah.
But every time I take a bra off, a sports bra off, I feel like my boobs are black and blue.
Yeah, they look like you've been battered.
Yeah. And there's a line where my chest ends and my boob starts.
Oh, fuck.
Did you notice that? No, like, it's just an actual line where it's my skin is like kind of like, I don't know, skin colour, peach or something.
Yeah.
And then it just goes purple.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, embrace the boobs. I'm like, you don't know.
Understand, yeah.
So anyway, that's literally all I did this weekend.
Yeah.
Shop for clothes.
Oh, that's a nice chilled weekend though.
Yeah, what about you?
I went out on Saturday.
Oh yeah, you did, didn't you?
Yeah, to a boat party. It was fun. I've never done that before. You know, like it was docked.
Oh, so it just stayed docked?
It wasn't meant to.
Right.
But there wasn't enough water or something.
What?
I know, I don't
on
know.
On the canal?
Yeah. But it looked like there was, but something like that. Right. There was a reason.
Right.
But yeah, it was fun.
So was it like a bar on board?
Yeah.
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 And did
and
there was wigs.
Did I not tell you that?
No.
Did I not tell you?
I'd give you Mariana Bob.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Were they fun wigs though? Like fun, colourful?
Lols wigs. Right. Yeah.
So was it like a DJ?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got four wigs and I was glad actually because a few people weren't like, you know, they'd gone a bit too like not lols. Like, you know, just like
they
nice.
Wanted to be stylish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
so what, like, hang on, people had to come with their wigs?
No wig, no entry.
Stop it. Yeah. Wow, you didn't tell me that. I love that.
Yeah, it was fun. And we all ended up swapping wigs anyway. I ended up with this like ginger sleek one on at one point, and Rick was like, hello.
And then I, you know, you're like, oh, Mama, fuck off, shut up. And then I went to the toilet and I was like, oh no, I do look a little bit sexy. This is like, it had like a fringe, but like, it was a, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I could see that though, because you have like, you don't have much, you don't have any Irish in you, do you?
No.
But you could pass for being Irish.
Yeah.
And they are often quite ginger, aren't they?
Well, it's weird because I always thought as Irish people as being very like, but pale, but with dark hair.
Right.
Like, do you remember the Cause?
Like, I do, but I don't really know what they look like. Do you know what
I mean?
Like.
That's what I always had in my head growing up as Irish. But Right. Yeah, I feel like it's also common to be ginger, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it looked good.
Oh. Ooh. Maybe like if you have a bit of a crisis at some point in your life, go that's ginger. What you need to do with your hair, yeah?
Yeah.
I love that. So you had a good time?
Yeah, it was good. Maybe. Good times. I've had about 6 takeaways.
Have you?
Yeah.
What did you have?
What, over last night? Just over the weekend.
Right.
You know, talk when it just ends then. Up, yeah, talk you through this.
Yeah, I want to know what you had.
Well, I had McDonald's before I went out.
Right.
Then I had McDonald's after I went out.
Oh, McDonald's actually makes me feel a bit sick.
I do like there's a place for it.
Right.
There's a place for it. I just needed it.
Okay.
To be honest, have you had burgerism? I had burgerism last night.
Yes, we have had it, but a long time ago.
It is good. Yeah, actually, no. I know Mike likes it, and Dave, because Dave loves the chicken one. I didn't get the chicken. I wanted some beef. Mm-hmm. But mainly burgers, actually, now thinking about it. A bit of pizza. Yeah, I've hardly cooked. Anyway, that's boring.
The good life.
Who wants to know about all my takeaways?
I do. Love it. Anyway, let's move on.
Yeah.
So for this episode, we want to talk about like aging gracefully, aging not so gracefully, mm-hmm. treatments, stuff we do, stuff beauty we don't standards. Agree with, beauty standards, like personally what we do or what we our opinion on the type of stuff other people do.
Yeah. And we asked for questions. And basically, all the questions are on the same thing.
I can't believe it. I know. Every single one mentions the same, the big B word.
The big B. And we're not talking about boobies today.
We're not talking about vixens.
I think someone actually did say something about boobs.
They did, in a nice way.
Yeah.
Like, can we talk about boobs? They don't get enough love or something like that.
Yeah.
We can talk about our boobs aging. We could, yeah. But the main one that everyone is just so, like, it's either they're on the fence, they're unsure whether to do it, they do it. Or, like, you know, they've got opinions on it. They want to know if we do it.
Mm-hmm.
Botox.
I get Botox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long have you been getting Botox for?
So I got it right before... Or was I not? No, I wasn't. Oh, I got it when I was 30.
Right.
Not before I was 30. Because, yeah, I got it in 2020. Yeah, 2020.
Right.
Is
that after lockdown?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm trying to remember. Yeah. Okay, so, but I think that December... 2019, I remember I was out with my friends for my friend's birthday and it was like a bottomless brunch.
Right.
I think it was like a gaucho.
Right.
It's Kathy's birthday actually. Yeah, December. Yeah. Okay, so we're all out. And like, you know, when you just like get on the subject of something and everyone's like, oh yeah, oh I need it. I've not had it in ages and oh yeah, I have it. And it was my first time where I'm like, whoa, 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 hold on. Wait, we all get Botox.
Yeah, like everyone's doing it. It's like the jabs.
Yeah,
like,
and
what?
I was like, wait, you do it. And like my friend was like, yeah. And then I was like, wait, do you? And like my other friend was like, yeah, my sister does it. Like she gives it people. I'm like, oh, so you all get it. And they were like, yeah. And then my friend went, I remember, she went, so you've never had it? I was like, no. She went, frown. And I did it. And I went up like that. She went, it's time.
But it wasn't even brutal. She wasn't even trying to be like,
yeah. She's like, yeah, join us. And I'm just like, right.
So that was honestly, and I didn't know anything about
it. Yeah, you never considered it.
I never considered it. I didn't know people were doing it.
Yeah.
I feel like I can be very much like that until I'm suddenly made aware and I'm like, oh.
Same. Like, because I remember feeling the exact same.
Yeah.
Like, I was so, when I started to realise that other people, like, close to me in my life were getting it, I was like, What?
Yeah.
Since when?
Yeah.
Why didn't you say? Why is it not on your Instagram bio?
So, yeah, that was when I first realised. I was like, okay, so, yeah, I need it. Like, you know, and then, but then I think there was lockdown. I don't know, but I got it that following year at some point.
Yeah.
I don't remember what month, but I know I was 30.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I was just like, oh, I get it. Great. But do you know what? I'm really, everyone can be different. Mm-hmm. I go frozen. So it's been a learning curve for me. Like, as in, I really don't need much at all.
Yeah.
Because I really go very, very frozen. Mm-hmm. And I didn't mind that when I first got it because it was such a like, oh, like,
yeah, you know, what's this?
I'm literally 20. Like, what the fuck? Looking good. But it can make my eyebrows very heavy.
Right.
Like, you know, they can be quite like that anyway.
Yeah.
So, like, there's fruit. So what am I now? I'm 35. So mm-hmm. for 5 years, I've been getting it. But on
obviously
and off,
not with baby.
No, yeah. So I couldn't have it when I was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get it for months before that anyway. So that was annoying.
Yeah.
And then I was breastfeeding.
Yeah.
So I've not actually, I'm not very, like right now I have zero Botox in me.
Mm-hmm.
But I did get it this year.
Yeah.
But really at the start of the year. And I go to somebody new now that I know is really good. She came very recommended and she did my Invisalign. But previously, I did go to my friend's sister.
Yeah. I remember around your wedding and someone had told you, try get her to do this like new technique or something.
Yeah.
And you were really not happy with it, was you?
No, but only because it had... it hadn't set. I wasn't happy with what it was doing. You know, before it like settles.
Yeah.
So I was worried because it was like my wedding's coming up.
Yeah.
But it ended up being fine.
Yeah.
But it was doing that weird because I wanted a bit more of an eyebrow lift.
Yeah.
So the technique is like, I think it's called like the hair. I don't like look. Obviously, we are not in any.
We're not pros.
But I think it's like called like the hairline technique. So
right.
For the forehead and a bit of the eyebrow lift, you mm-hmm. have it really high up. So it kind of pulls up instead of getting heavy and going down.
Okay.
But yeah, like right now, like I've got zero Botox in me.
Got no Botox.
No Botox in me. But that's the thing. Right, no, wait, hang on. I've kind of said my story. Vic, do you get Botox?
Dun, dun, dun. No. Yes, I get Botox. Oh, I did pre-baby. But it's something that I've never openly spoken about on Instagram. However, when people message me, which a lot of people do, obviously not while I've been pregnant because it's clear as day that I've got no Botox. When people message me, I'll chat with them about it. Like I'd never like say, oh no, I don't get Botox. But it's just not something I've spoken about on Instagram. And I think there's like two reasons. Well, I've been on the fence about whether or not to talk. I think if someone messaged me and asked me in a question box, I would have spoken about it, but nobody ever did. And it wasn't something I felt like I needed to do a post about.
Yeah.
And I think the reason why I never thought to do a post about, or maybe I was on the fence about doing a post about it, was on one hand, I don't want it to be the whole, oh, if somebody sees I'm getting it, they think that then they need to do it. Mm-hmm. And I've like highlighted some insecurity in them because that's what people tell me I do.
Yeah.
And then...
Great.
But then on the other hand, there's obviously the, you want to just kind of be honest about it.
Yeah.
So I think in my head, I just kind of thought, people message me, I'll chat to you about it. I'll give you like tips and tell you where I go and like what I ask for and stuff.
Yeah.
But my Botox journey came about because fuck me. Like
I remember the message.
But I probably got like four messages in the space of a month.
Yeah.
But when I was 24
with you when you got one.
When
of
I got
them,
one.
Yeah, like it might have even been the first one.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, so people, it was obviously a frequent thing that people would send to me, but there was four in 1 month one time. I was 24 years old and I am so aware that I have such an expressive face, like a really, really, really expressive face, more so than I think anyone I know. Mm. And I don't have oily skin, which I think also plays a role in as to...
Is your skin type not oily?
No.
What's your skin type?
I don't really know.
Combination. But I really would have said you had a bit more of an oily skin type.
I just think my skin's just quite perfect, to be honest. Really? Like, yeah, it's not dry. It's not really oily. It's just like, but if you touch my face, you don't get any oil off of your hands.
Yeah.
It's just kind of...
Yeah.
There's a bit of oil in the places where there needs to be a little bit of oil.
Yeah. So you see, I do not produce.
Yeah, no, you like struggle with it, don't you?
Well, I would just have more drier skin, but I think my skin's quite perfect. But only in the way, like, you know, it's always quite like blemish free or whatever. Yeah, and like my actual like texture, like you don't often see pores or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I think that comes with it being on the drier side. Mm-hmm. So I just always, because I feel like mine's drier, I always thought yours would be a bit more oily. But I didn't know that.
But there's people who have like really oily skin. Yes. I think if you've got really oily skin, you're going to be less prone to wrinkles.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really expressive face, not too oily skin. And people messaged me saying, oh, you make me feel so much better about my face because you just have your wrinkles. And like, and that was
You just let yourself be wrinkly.
Yeah, you just let yourself be wrinkly. It makes me feel loads better about myself. And the thing is, I've done a lot of stuff around like body image and body insecurities. That's something I've opened up and I've spoken about. So if someone said to me something like, oh, I don't know about like you make me feel better about having a stretch mark on my bum or something like that, whatever, I've spoken about that, so if I make you feel better about that, highlight it to me, I don't care. Although I do have a bit of an opinion on people like having a comparison, whether it's an upwards or a downwards comparison. I think if you compare your body in a good or a bad way to somebody else, you're forever going to be insecure. That's my opinion on that. But I was more okay with somebody highlighting something like that. I had never once spoken about like my face. I'd never once spoken about like, oh yeah, embrace my wrinkles, everyone. And I got those four messages. And before that, I had never looked in the mirror and thought, oh, I've got wrinkles. Yeah. I never looked in the mirror and thought anything I'm stunning.
To clarify, it was more your forehead.
My forehead.
Was your forehead lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was my forehead. And I was literally, it sent me on a bit of a spiral. I was like, what the hell? So then I started to notice and I'd be looking in the mirror and then that's all I would see. And I was like, what the actual hell? But I was kind of like you. I thought, well, nobody really gets Botox. I'm not going to get Botox. I think I had a bit of a negative opinion of Botox. Mm. And I was always so like, oh, is it against my values? Is it not against my values? And then, so that was probably midway through being 24. And then in December, I obviously turned 25 and I decided to try it. Because I looked it up and stuff and I saw, although it's under like aesthetics, to me, it's nothing like filler.
No.
To me, Botox is like, well, it's literally just freezing your forehead. Well, they're freezing the muscle, turning the muscle off. And then the muscle can turn back on again in a few months. So if you hate it,
it's so temporary.
Yeah. So I thought...
And it goes by itself. It's not like getting filler, then you hate it. It has to be dissolved, anything like that. To me, Botox doesn't come under the category of like changing my face.
Yeah, no, I don't feel like that either. I feel like
it does to a tiny extent, you know. But I don't think it doesn't come under, like making an alteration to me.
Yeah, no, I have the exact same views, but I think that's because I've had it done.
Uh-huh. Because people don't even notice.
Yeah.
Like, I could have it done. No, someone might say, oh, you look nice, or oh, you look fresh.
Yeah.
They don't know what it is.
Yeah, they don't
know. Because nothing's really changed.
Yeah,
your makeup might sit a little bit nicer. Yeah, there might be a few things, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, you just look a bit fresher.
Yeah, you're glowing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was the same as you. Then when I started to think about it, I'd then be sat and I'd hear, overhearing conversations, someone's going getting Botox, and I'd be like, what, you get Botox? And then I remember being away with some of my friends, like we'd go away with our friends and boyfriends, and one of them started talking about Botox. So I thought, you know what, I'm just going to ask her all the questions. She'd been getting it for quite a while, and I was like, what the hell, how did I not know that you got Botox? So anyway, I tried it when I turned 25, and I'd gone to some, like, my kind of rule is like someone who's a dentist or a doctor or a nurse, like someone who, I wouldn't just go to someone who just does that. So I went to someone who was a dentist, and because I'd not had it done before, and I didn't really have my preferences yet, I didn't really know what to ask for, and she said, well, usually I would do the three areas. So if you've never had Botox before, that's like basically along your forehead and your eyes. And I was like, yeah, okay, just kind of do what you want.
Basically, just to confirm, so it's like forehead, but like between the top of your nose, like the bridge of your nose, and then the eyes, those are classed as like the main three areas.
So I got that done, and I took to it. Like you, I take to Botox. Like, I need the tiniest amount, and I could be frozen. And oh my God, I was fully frozen. I felt like my eyebrows dropped to my eyes. I felt like I looked like Frankenstein. And even when I look back at pictures now, I'm like, whoa, that was so bad.
Yeah.
And I don't blame the girl who did it. I think she didn't know. She got nothing to go on.
Yeah, I feel like that. And I have no clue during this podcast if people are going to, like the professionals, there might be some people that, like, you know, do Botox, they might be thinking, like, fuck, they don't know what they're talking about. So I just want to
we can only talk from our experience.
But I imagine they would have no clue when someone's coming to you for the first time. I don't think that means they're a bad practicer or whatever. Surely they just have no clue how you're going to react.
And I just froze. I felt claustrophobic. I hated it. I would sit there like all day, every day, trying to pull my eyebrows up to like get rid of it. I kept Googling, how do I get rid of like this feeling? And anyway, it wore off.
You feel a bit trapped.
Yeah, I felt really trapped. But like the best thing about like the first time you get Botox done anyway, is it does usually tend to lift really quickly. And like, because your muscles aren't used to your being switched off, so they want to be active as soon as possible. So luckily it wore off really quickly, but I thought, I'm not getting that done again. Like, it obviously doesn't work well with my face.
You know, though, I think that is you, because it wears off quickly on you anyway. It didn't wear off quickly for me,
not even on your first time. No. But they say to you when on your first time, like, it will probably last like 8 weeks.
Mine lasted a long time.
Oh really?
That's quite good. It does each time. But you know what I have noticed?
What?
It was more when I was younger. The older I am getting, I feel like it doesn't last as long each time.
Really? Yeah. Because you'd think,
and I don't know how that would make sense, or if it's a mind thing for me, but that's how I feel.
Right, that's really interesting, because you would think, because you've like switched the muscle off for so long, like you just get used to not really using it.
Yeah, or I don't know if it's just purely because I'm having less now, because I don't like that. I don't like that frozen look, but and I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely, it used to last me ages.
Yeah.
Like 6 months plus.
Yeah, I've never had
I would never get it. I would never need it. You know, like, you would get it every 3 months.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't. No way. I would still be like, have minimal movement. It'll at still 6 be there. Months. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Mine just... But I think, like, after that first time, I didn't get it done for a long time after that. And then I was talking to my friend, who's, her friend does it in Liverpool, but she's like a lecturer in it. She has got a PhD. She would travel all over the world, like teaching people and doing lectures on. So I thought, this girl has got to be good. And I know what happened with my last experience.
Yeah.
So do you know what? I'll just give it one more try. And went to her and she was just unreal.
Yeah.
And it always turned out like, because I wanted more of like an eyebrow lift. I wanted to be able to move. Like, I never wanted to feel frozen. And it always happened that I had to go. So if you have Botox, you'll have like your first appointment where they do the Botox, and then you might need to have a second appointment, which is often like 2 weeks later, where they'll do a top up or they'll have a look and be like, oh, please put a little bit in that side or something like that. I always found with my face, because one side of my forehead is a lot stronger than the other, so she was always like, I would rather put less in the first time, then you come back and then we even you out the second time, because what is the film where the eyebrow is in the hairline and then the other eyebrow is in the normal place?
Oh no, I can't think.
Oh, is it like that is the 40 year old virgin or something like that?
No, I don't think it's that.
Is it
one.
Not?
No,
I don't know what film it is.
Because I love that film. No, I don't think it is that.
I'm gonna have to like insert a picture of like of what I mean.
But do you know why you have one side stronger than the other? Because you used to always do that face where you put your mouth to the side and one eyebrow. What? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you probably it's probably your fault why you have one side stronger is. Than the other.
Definitely. Definitely.
Do it again. Wait.
But this is my problem. Yeah. I'm constantly pulling faces. I don't so much anymore.
Yeah.
So yeah, then I found her and she was just unreal and like loved her then, but obviously preggers, so no Botox for me.
Should we both put in the show notes where we both go and like who and who we recommend?
Yeah. But do you know one thing that's obviously since my face has fully got no Botox in? There's parts of me that will look at me now and think, oh, I actually prefer that.
Yes.
But not
do you
all.
Not think that's because you cannot have it done right now? But if you were not pregnant and your face was like this now, do you not think you'd have a Botox appointment booked? Because that's just how it goes.
But that's maybe out of habit. Yeah. But there's parts
of me. But this is my point.
Yeah.
Like, I think, because one of the main things I wanted to address is people, like, commenting and saying, I'm really thinking about it, but I don't know whether to. Is it a slippery slope? They worried of starting. No, but, so hear me out. It's not a slippery slope in terms of you don't have to keep it up.
Yeah.
You can stop doing it. You can have it once and never have it again. It's not like you have to keep going for it. But I think people, it becomes a habit.
Yeah.
And once they've done it and they've seen the face, they don't then assess, actually, do I prefer it without? They just keep getting it done.
Mm.
And I think that's what's seen as a slippery slope. I think if you weren't pregnant now, you would have Botox.
Saying that though, I got it done a couple of months before I got pregnant, but before that I hadn't had it done in like 7 months. And it had fully worn off.
Yeah.
I have like there's parts of my face that when I have the Botox, I think especially it's like under my eyes, I get like a real dip here.
Right.
And it's just the way my face, I think it's because that muscle there, that muscle like is trying to
I know what you mean
act up because mean, this one's turned off,
not just on you, like even I get what you mean for myself.
So there's that, and I don't know, like when I don't have the Botox, or like there's times when, you know, Mike's taking pictures of me or and some stuff like that, I'm like, oh, I look really pretty.
Yeah. Do you know what my friend Soraya said to me the other month, like, because I hadn't had it for ages with being pregnant or whatever, and she was like, you've not had any Botox? I was like, no. She was like, don't get it. I love you. I love you without. I love your lines. And I was like, really?
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, but she's so like, I don't know, like that. Like, oh, beautiful or whatever. But do you know the main reason I went wasn't my forehead? I've never really actually struggled with my forehead.
It was my eyes. Yeah.
So from years and years and years of taking photos, my camera's different now and I look through a screen. But if you imagine, I have my camera, one eye shut, one eye through the viewfinder. And then when I first went for my appointment, she was like, oh, do you sleep on your right side? And I was like, no, but that's the eye I close constantly, squeeze shut when I'm taking photos. She was like, yeah, it's significantly, like you've got all lines there, but not on that side.
Yeah.
So that's why I first went and I thought, I don't want to just be like, get really, really deep lines because I'm constantly doing that.
Yeah, on the one side.
On the one side. So it was my eyes that were my main thing around them. But like, I think that's one thing that people like sometimes, like, you know, the smile lines, like it's more, they prefer that on someone than the
forehead. You know, they're like, oh, they can go there. They don't really mean much, but smile lines or, you know, around the eyes, they yeah. can be quite nice. So I don't know if that's why when I don't have it, some people will comment and be like, oh, like that's it, really it's cute. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe if I get it again, like post baby, post breastfeeding, all of that,
yeah.
I might just try it just in my forehead.
Uh-huh.
I just get these two, I've got them there already. And it's just because I'm constantly like using my face.
Yeah.
I don't know whether I would leave my eyes. Yeah. The only thing I like about, I think the thing overall is the glow, like the yeah. Botox glow and how nice your makeup just like glides on your face.
Yeah.
But you know, like as we're having this conversation, we're like saying, well, like even that, but that was more so without the Botox, people are like, oh, you're beautiful. Or I was like, oh, I feel really pretty. I think the opposing argument of this whole conversation is like, why do you owe anyone pretty? Like, why do you need to be beautiful?
Yeah.
And I think that's whenever I wonder, why do I want to get it done?
Mm.
That's like a counter argument I come back to. Like, why do I feel like I'm owing anyone that? Like, who am I being pretty for?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like...
No, I know what you mean. My thing that I've experienced is like what I was just kind of putting on you then and wondering if you felt the same. Like, I'm absolutely fine when I can't get it done.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't care, really. Mm-hmm. Well, I might think to myself, oh, like, you know, be nice to have a bit, but it's very, like, fleeting. But when I know I can't, it's fine. But when I'm free to get it done, when I'm not pregnant or I'm not breastfeeding or whatever, I will get it done.
Yeah.
But why, when I can also go through life exactly the same?
Yeah.
No one, like nothing's changed, not having it.
Mm-hmm.
What, like...
But I think
that... It doesn't change anything.
No, but I think that's the best place to come at it from.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's a preference. It's yeah. not a mad insecurity.
Yeah, no.
You're not doing it because you feel like it makes you 10 times more beautiful. It's like hiding this insecurity yeah. you've got. You're doing it because it's it's like a preference, it's a choice.
To me, it's kind of like a, why not?
Yeah.
It's a that. Mm-hmm. Is it that for you? Like, it's like, why not? Like, I might not.
So.
It's just, it's fine.
Yeah.
It doesn't really hurt. The only thing is, like, to consider, it's just like, can you, if you want it done regularly, can you afford to do that regularly yeah. if you want to? It might, do you know when it's actually hurt me?
When?
I've never got any mad bruising or anything like that. It's hurt me more when I'm, like, due on. Like,
right,
it's not that
yeah,
painful, but
yeah.
have you ever had it when, like, you're due on? And I was literally like, oh, like, that was, like, sharp.
Yeah, so there was actually a Botox shortage one time. It wasn't that long ago, like it was yeah. when I was getting it in Liverpool, and so the place where I was going, because the girl who did my Botox, she worked out of this dental practice in like near Liverpool One,
mm-hmm.
and so she didn't order the products, the dental practice ordered mm-hmm. the Botox, because it's like different types, it's not all Botox, there's like different things in
yeah.
there, and they'd ordered this one because there was a shortage in the Botox, and
oh, I remember. Oh my God, I remember
God.
The photos. I know what you're about to say, when you looked like you'd had that
yeah.
massive reaction thing.
Yeah, and you just, I, like, you could see everywhere she'd put the injection, and the pain, oh my God, it was so sore. But she said people are preferring this, like they're thinking it's lasting longer,
uh-huh.
they're liking the results better, but she was like, it's actually kind of out of my control because the dental practice are ordering it, but yeah, there's that one thing, I don't know what it's called, but it
oh
wasn't
God.
Botox,
uh-huh.
and it hurt bad.
Oh God, yeah, no, I remember that, because you were like, how am I getting about like this in public? Do you remember you showed
yeah, because
me
I had to walk through Liverpool
and you looked like you had hives on your face. It was really bad, because I was like, oh my God, are you okay? Like, what's happened? Like, what's gonna happen? You're like, oh no, it's fine.
Yeah,
it'll
it's
just go down.
Just like the injection.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Yeah, wild.
Yeah, I've never had anything, luckily.
Yeah. No, I think I might have had a little bit of bruising once under my eye. Mm. That was when my girl then went on maternity leave.
Yeah.
And I got this other guy who was he worked in the NHS and did that on the side.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that.
So yeah, we think like if you want like Botox, get Botox.
Yeah, and
if you don't.
Yeah. Yeah. But there is something about, and I guess going back to that, like, why do you owe anyone pretty? Why do you owe anyone beautiful? Mm. There's something I do love about, you know, the girls who just embrace it. But yeah, the more so the girls who don't wear makeup and they just
doing a Pamela Anderson. What do you think about Pammy?
I loved that whole thing.
I love it. And do you know what? This, oh, God, I just feel like she does look great. Yeah. Though. And like, I love that she's doing it. And I'm just like, do you think like, oh, you're actually probably such an amazing person. Like, yeah, I want to be a friend.
Yeah.
I'm like, go Pammy.
Go Pammy.
But how mad is it that it's such a thing?
Yeah.
That she's not wearing makeup. Like, what? Like.
And she's not had Botox, right?
I don't actually know. Sorry, I was just talking about the kind of aging and the like, yeah, like bearing all. Mm-hmm. I don't actually know.
Yeah, for a fact I think the whole thing was like no makeup. Yeah, she's embraced no Botox. But this is another thing to consider with someone like Pamela Anderson. Yes, she might not be getting Botox. She might not be wearing makeup. I can guarantee she's spending a lot of money on facials because there's no way, because her skin. Yes, she has like visible wrinkles, but her skin was glowing. Yes,
absolutely.
And you don't get that from just, there's no skincare that would just do that.
No,
she is spending a lot of money without a doubt on facials,
which is actually a gorgeous thing to do.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And a bit of self-care too, but yeah, it's not just she looks like this by doing nothing. She'll be doing stuff.
Yeah, definitely. But you know what, actually, I find a little bit wild, like the people who proper preach embrace your face, all of that, yet they go and get like microneedling every 6 to 8 weeks and spending loads of money on like all these facials, which are predominantly for anti-aging, but it's like they're doing everything but Botox.
Get the fuck out of it.
I don't know those people, but I'd be like, oh fuck off, okay,
this is interesting. Right, let's talk through everything we've ever had.
Right,
Botox.
Just Botox. But I, do you know, I was one of those people, and actually I forgot about this, before I had Botox, I went to, because I used to get facials with Ella. My Skin Story, she's amazing. Highly recommend, in like Monton.
We'll put her in the show notes. I've never been, but we'll bang her right in.
Yeah, she's really, really good for facials. You can just kind of walk in and be like, just do like what you think I need. But I would just get like this red carpet glow. And it was just a bit of like a peel and hydration thing. But I went to her and I said to her about like my wrinkles and stuff. And she said, well, why don't you try microneedling? So I did one session of microneedling. I fucking hated it.
Really?
I think.
See, I've never even done that.
Oh, it just, I felt like I had sunburn and it also made me feel really claustrophobic. It looked great like the week after when it had all calmed down and like all the redness had gone.
Yeah.
But I just thought, why the hell would I spend my money? Because it's more expensive than Botox. Why would I spend my money doing that to avoid wrinkles?
Uh-huh.
When I could just get Botox once and done.
Yeah. I've just remembered, because I was saying all I've ever had is Botox. I mean, like, I've not had any filler, like, absolutely zero. Not even, no microneedling, no microblading, anything. Mm-hmm. But I've done lip blush.
Oh, yeah.
I've had lip blush. That is, it's semi-permanent makeup. Is that under the stuff of having something
done? No.
I wouldn't change my face. No, it's not like feel like, I know people that get, like, jaw filler, chin filler, cheek filler, everything filler.
And they'll just go and say, what do you think I need? And someone will just put some like filler in the face.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not against, because I genuinely do think you do whatever the fuck you want with your face. Personally, I don't think I will ever dabble with fillers, but never say never.
I don't think so either, only because it's been around so long now and I've not once been tempted.
Yes.
But so I think that's why I won't ever. I don't see a world, especially now I've got different priorities. I can't imagine that I would suddenly decide.
You want to get it.
I do think I've got quite good lips. shapes. Mm-hmm. And I think I would do so well with, like, you know, an amazing bit of fit, like really minimal. Yeah. And just like, you know, I think it could look really natural. Mm-hmm. Because I've got big some lips already. To start with. Yeah. Because I know, and I really like understand this, people with really, really like thin, slim mm-hmm. lips, they want filler.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's really hard because they've not got like the bit, and it never really looks quiet. Even when you have the most amazing person do it.
Yeah.
I feel like you can kind of tell there's a little bit of filler there because yeah. it just doesn't look quite right. Yeah.
And I think the thing with filler, which is not the same with Botox, is a lot of people get like filler blindness, so they'll get like the first bit put into the lips and then they get used to that size and they think I need more.
Yeah.
And then they get more in the second time and then more in the third time, and before they know it they've completely lost control of the face. I mean,
and they want
take Molly May for example.
Oh god,
she
yeah.
completely she like, now her looking back, she's like, how the hell did I ever do that to myself? But I think when you're in it and you just think, oh, I'll just do a little more of a tweak, a little bit more of a tweak, you completely forget what you look like.
And filler face is so easy to spot.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Really, I think so.
It really, really is. And you know what? I don't think it's... But like, I'm not judging. I'm just saying it's easy for me to see. But it's not just girls. I know guys can spot it. And they call it filler face.
Really?
Yeah. They do. That's they know. Interesting. Like, I've got a few, husband, friends, and like, you know, a few gay friends that I've got, mm-hmm. like, they know filler face.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never considered filler, but there has been times where I've been in a little bit of like a comparison thing, maybe on Instagram with like the Instagram baddie girls. And like, because I also have like really great lips and I've always had big lips. I remember one time I was like 13, but I did always look older for my age. I was in Victoria's Secret and the shop assistant was this guy and he was like, have you had filler? Have you had your lips done? But this was before filler was a thing. It was like, have you had a lip job? And I was like,
have you had a lip
job? No, I'm 13. And he was like, go on, you can tell me. And I was like, no, this is just my lips. He was like, I know you're lying, you can just tell. And I just thought, I was like, what the hell? That's really stuck with me, that. I thought, what a weird thing to say.
And to like a rude go on, thing. You can tell me. Fuck I know. Off. Who were you?
Like, what the hell? But one thing I've noticed, and I think it's because I've never consciously, like, protected my lips, you know, with SPF.
Oh, you said until more wrinkly.
So recently. Yeah, so they're quite wrinkly. So sometimes when I've looked at them, I've thought, oh, maybe I could put a bit of filler in them to, like, fill them out. But then I've just thought, no, I'm actually never gonna do that.
Yeah.
So it's been a thought, but it's not something that I think I will ever go through
I think it's quite funny to be sat here as like girls that have never had filler to see the like we've gone, it's been so long, people have been getting it, we've now gone past people getting it dissolved. I think there's sometimes really something in just waiting it out.
Yeah.
Because I've never been the one, like we were talking on the Ozempic episode, I've never been the one to just jump the gun and mm-hmm. do it. I would actually just rather wait and see. And I feel like we've gone past everyone getting it, then regretting it, then getting it dissolved. Then they get it again, but by someone better and start from scratch. But they've like gone and dissolved everything because they're not happy. And I feel like we've already like gone past that.
Yeah.
So that's what makes me think I'm probably not going to end up doing filler.
Yeah. And it's like a bit of a trending thing.
Yeah. But I'm not against it. And I have seen it done well.
Oh, yeah. Me nice. Too.
And there's loads of people that you see that will have it and you don't actually know they have it. Yeah,
exactly. But do you know what? Do you know what I really love when we was chatting with your mum? It was a few weeks ago, I think.
Oh, I don't and your mum,
well, she was, I think it was maybe after we'd recorded the Ozempic episode.
Yeah.
And your mum was just like, no, like growing up, everyone looked different and we all had our own faces. And like, even the models were all like, you were weird, a model because you were unique.
Yeah.
Whereas now she's like, everyone looks the same. And that makes me love my face more. And I was like, go on, Jim.
Go on, Jim. No, it is really true, isn't it? We were all aspiring for the same type of look, the same like filled lips. Mm-hmm. The same, like even eyebrows, like just like the same things on our face. Everything to be like the same, like all long lashes.
Yeah.
Because we'll all use lash serums. Like it's all like the standard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess.
Like, everyone's getting, like, people have filler on the note, like the non-rhino.
Oh, yeah.
What's it called now?
Oh, I don't know.
I can't remember, but it's just, like, it's not surgery.
Yeah.
Non-surgical rhinoplasty, is that what they call it? Like, you know, where they fill it out?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, you know, so it's more straight. Like, we're fully changing our faces to be what we perceive as, like, the beautiful, the standard.
Yeah, and it's quite sad, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
Like, imagine we all just embraced our face. Like, what would we look like as women? Like, as women, as a society.
Yeah.
If we never had access to any of that.
Yeah. It even comes down to, like, the hair extension. Like, it's everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. So we don't want it to seem like we're basically telling you you should do Botox.
just because we're up for it.
Yeah, because it is very, like, a personal thing. But if you're someone who maybe you've listened to that and thought, no, it's still not something I really want to do, but maybe what can I do?
If you're not like, oh, I want to age gracefully. You're not up for, like, looking like you're getting old as fuck.
Which is fine if you want to, but...
But you're not too bothered about getting Botox. Like, stuff that you could do. What are your top tips?
Well, obviously, I'm, like, pregnant at the minute, so I'm not able to...
Do much.
But I am really big on my skincare. Mm-hmm. Like, my kind of skincare routine at the minute is I spritz with, well, I'll use a good cleanser for one. And in the evening, I'll always double cleanse. And then I'll do, like, a rose water spray. And that's my, like, I'm big on hydrating my skin, because I think if my skin's hydrated, it's not dry, then it's less likely to be, like, get, like, too wrinkly. I don't know, maybe that doesn't work, but that's what makes sense for me. So I do, like, a spritz of rose water, that's my initial hydration, a bit of a toner, and then I do...
Which brand do you use for that? The Mario...
They're on Amazon, and it's, like, a really small business, and it's one that Ella, my skin story, told me to get
years ago. Oh, because I need a new spray. Will you send it for me?
It's just pure rose water, and I really like it, and I notice a difference if I don't use it in my skincare.
Oh, gorgeous. Please send that me.
Yeah, I will do. So I do that, and then I do hyaluronic acid. My go-to at the minute is the Hadalabo. It's, like, the Luxe Hyaluronic Acid, I think it's called. Or Intense Hyaluronic Acid. I just get that from Superdrug. Vitamin C. I can spend a lot of money on vitamin C.
Do you remember when we got the SkinCeuticals?
Yeah, so that's one that I will still buy if I'm feeling like I'm balling.
Yeah.
But I will often try and find it on Vinted, because you can get it cheaper on Vinted.
Yeah.
But I think SkinCeuticals, for me anyway, is, like, by far the best vitamin C. Like, I think I really rave about it.
Yeah.
But at the minute, I'm just using, like, a Skin and Me one. But I think with vitamin C, you don't just want to use any vitamin C. Like, ideally, you want it to be, like, 20%.
Yeah, it shows, doesn't it? Like, there's no point even using it.
Yeah.
So, topical isn't the word, because that's what it is generally, but it doesn't get to that through the, is it the epidermis?
Yeah,
is
well, that was, like, what that woman was saying when we went for that skin consultation. It was this event thing we got invited to, and she was basically saying how a lot of skincare these days, it's just like makeup. She said it's not actually doing anything for your skin, but vitamin C is quite good for, like, to avoid polluted skin, I think. Vitamin C is gonna be the thing that gives you that really good glow if you want nice glowy skin. So I'll do my vitamin C after that. Then I do a moisturiser. At the minute, I'm just between, like, three moisturisers, like a Kiehl's one. I use, I often go for a peptide moisturiser. So I don't know why. That's just what Ella told me to do.
Okay.
She told me what's best for my skin.
I've never done what you've done. I've never, like, been to someone for, like, facials or a skin assessment. Yeah. So I just go off, like, research. I love it, don't
yeah,
I? But, like,
yeah.
I just, like, research and have a little look myself. But I'm been so neglectful lately. Like, you're making me think, fuck. Like, right now, as you're listing everything, I'm just like, fuck me, that's so far from anything I'm doing at the minute.
I just love it, though, but also I have the time.
Yeah.
So I've not finished my skincare yet.
I know,
that's my moisturisers. And then I do use an eye cream, and I really rate the Kiehl's eye cream.
You've told me this.
It's not cheap, I bought my last one in South Africa, and I've still got it left now. So I bought it in December, and
you
I've still
it
got
in South Africa. Oh, like in the airport or something?
No, I got it like in one of the malls in South Africa because I worked out that Kiehl's was cheaper there, only by like £7 or something. But I thought I'll do that.
Yeah.
But it's the Kiehl's avocado eye cream. I love it, and I think if you're someone who gets like the eye wrinkles, and like the biggest thing is when you're putting makeup on, you're finding your makeup's getting really stuck in it. I find a really good eye cream, like a really hydrating eye cream, can help.
Just which
avoid
prep in the area, for your makeup, isn't it?
Yeah, and then obviously always SPF, SPF every single day, whether it's raining, whether it's shining, even if I'm not leaving the house, I will SPF. And I think that's one of the biggest things. You could get the Botox, you can do it all, but if you're not doing SPF, you might as well just sack it all off.
Yeah. Would you use retinol when you're not pregnant?
Yeah,
or is
I do.
Not part
I use
it
in the evening. I would use the Medicaid. I get quite a good retinol.
Yeah.
Medicaid Crystal something. And I do like a exfoliation once a week, so I still do that. I use the ordinary glycolic acid, and I
so
do
that,
know
that's
a difference.
Not a manual exfoliation, guys, that's an
exfoliation. And I do like a few acids, but it's not something I do often because I can get like irritation around my this area, like nose mouth area.
Right,
what about you?
Honestly, at the minute, just cleansing and moisturising.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was so far from that. Like, I love all my potions and lotions and everything. But yeah, do you know what? I need a massive haul. I'm down to nothing. So I need to start from scratch. I feel like I was going through a phase of just using everything up that I had instead of going through all different things. Because I'm someone that you can't change up that often.
Yeah.
But my skin can take anything, really.
Yeah, you can chop and change.
I can chop and change, and it might not be the best thing to do, but it doesn't actually affect my skin.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's better to just have a nailed down routine that your skin gets used to, maybe.
Yeah.
But I can chop and change, so I've just been using up everything, and now I've just realizing as we're speaking, I've not really got much at all. I am pretty much cleanser and a moisturiser, so I am back to fucking basics.
Which is fine, though. Like, if people can't be arsed, and you can't be arsed.
Yeah.
Like, I do just value that time in the morning and in the evening where I love to do my skincare.
Yeah, and that is something to note, though. Like, people will comment on my skin. I've always had quite nice skin.
Yeah.
It's my jeans.
Mm.
It's not what I'm doing.
Yeah.
People would be like, tell me, what are you using? What are you doing? And be like, my mum's just got good skin. Like, I might have a belly and a double chin, but one thing is that's always been all right is my skin.
Yeah.
I don't struggle with it. Never have. I never went through it. I never, like, thank God, because I always think it must be so hard, but I never got acne at school.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, that is quite hard. I think someone did write in about having acne, like, you know, later in life.
Yeah.
And it just must be tough, and a bit it takes up a lot of brain space of trying to figure out products, and then it becomes expensive, and that's just a bit stressful, isn't it?
Yeah, that's tough.
I think going to someone like, is it Ella that you said, like, that if you're struggling with acne would be invaluable.
Oh yeah, because like
I
Ella's
know
thing
what to do.
Yeah, so Ella, like, just so you know, her whole thing, she's called My Skin Story, but she really struggled with acne for years and years and years, and she's just managed to get on top of it now, and she's just amazing. So she shares a lot of that on her Instagram, so definitely go and follow her. But she's also really good at, she's qualified to give you skin advice. So you can pay, I think it was maybe £60 I paid her. I don't know how much it is now because this was a while ago.
Like a
but you
consultation.
Just do. Yeah, it's a consultation. And it was so good because you fill out a form, you send some pictures of your face. You can do a video one if you want. Mm. And then she'll send you basically a list of what you should do, but she'll send a more budget friendly, then she'll send like a medium budget and then a more expensive.
So if you don't live local, you could do it.
And I really liked that because she's not someone who's, she's like, there's some things like your vitamin C that you need to spend money on. And and often the more money you're spending, the better the product.
Yeah. But like a cleanser.
Yeah. With other things, you don't need to spend that much money. And actually, it's not always the fact that the more money you spend, the better it is.
Yeah.
And she's good with.
But I think that's the minefield sometimes, isn't it? Like, we know that, but we're like, but where do we put our money?
Mm-hmm.
Like the LED masks.
Yeah.
Like, people absolutely rave about them, don't they? But I think, I love it's a cost, and people are like, do I do it? Is it going to make a visible difference? Because let's be honest, that's what everyone wants, isn't it? A visible difference. Yeah.
But I think people want a visible difference quick, and maybe that's why we've opted for Botox in the past. Whereas with things like the LED mask, that's something you've got to be consistent with, and you're not going to see results in a week. You're seeing it over time. So I hope that was helpful, even if it was just us being completely transparent about.
I think people really wanted to know if we'd had Botox.
Yeah, a lot of the questions were just like, have you had Botox? Yes, we have.
Yes.
But yeah, if you've got any more questions about it, or like, obviously we'll put where we've been to in the comments, but if you have any more questions, make sure you drop us a DM, let us know what you thought of this episode. Sending you lots of love, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.